All right, last night, busy sports night. Dodgers win the World Series. Come back down 5-0. Shout out Yankee errors. The Pistons picked up their first win of the season. And I saw neither of them live. I instead spent my evening at Little Caesars Arena. And John, I've been to a couple Red Wing games this season. We've talked about it. Season ticket package. Wife and I, we love hockey, love going to games. I've been to two Red Wing games before last night. They lost by 3 goals in both of them. Last night, they didn't lose by 3, John. They lost by 4. They're down 3-0 after the opening period, and Red Wing fans were serenading the team with boos once again. And I'm left wondering if it's some sick joke, if it's me, but then I realized this team's just not very good. I don't even know what they're good at this point. I watch them struggle to possess the puck in the offensive zone. I watch them struggle to possess passes in the neutral zone. They're one and done on the few trips they do get offensively. They're the worst team 5-on-5 offensively in hockey. And that's not to give them any credit defensively. This team had multiple breakdowns, guys don't back check, and they're down 3-0 immediately last night. They finally rally back, get within a goal. Third period coming up, crowds re-engaged, right? 10 seconds into the third period, they wet themselves. Turn the puck over in their own end. Cheapy garbage goal, and then the floodgates would open. I have been to 3 Red Wing games this season as a big, excited Red Wing fan, and I have not finished any of them. Mm-hmm. I have been forced to leave early because they are wholly uncompetitive, pathetic. And I want to open up the phone lines if people want to vent today. I'm not bringing this up as a radio host. I'm bringing this up as a fan. This is pathetic. And I know people at the game were saying, does Lalonde survive the night? And people comparing him to Humpty Dumpty sitting on the bench. Listen, there was real talk about it at the end of last season, him not getting the most out of this team. They look a lot like that team to start this season. But that's also a reflection on Steve Yzerman, who has worked this team all the way up to the salary cap. Freed up a little space with the Mata trade, but you get the point. They've spent the majority of their cap space, and they chose to retain this coach, and this product is lousy. I don't think they do anything well other than lose by a lot of goals when I show up. That's the only thing they're good at, is losing and putting up poor performances with the fans in attendance. John, I don't know where you're at with this hockey team, but I stewed on it last night. I'm still upset this morning. It's one thing to lose. It's a good Winnipeg team. It's another to be embarrassed every single time you take the ice. Even their wins this season, they score one goal on 11 shots, or they get outshot 40-20, and they eke it out, and I'm happy when they win. But we all know this is not a good hockey team, and that's infuriating because of where they were a year ago and because of the task that was given this offseason. Close the gap, finish the deal, progress, move forward, make the playoffs. None of that is happening right now.
Well, Stewie, when I look at this team, and I'm looking at it from a much different perspective than you, because you're there, you're invested, you've made the investment, and from a fan's perspective, I'm looking at it from one that didn't make the investment of going down to the LCA 21 times this season. Looking at it from a perspective of, you turn it on, and yeah, the World Series is on, so I had something else to turn to, but there's a lot of other things that I would go do after watching 5 minutes of that hockey game. And if you turn it on in the second period, maybe you stay a little bit longer. But what was the one of the things that we talked about last year? The inconsistency from period to period. Not just game to game, but period to period. It was a struggle to put 3 good periods together. And now it's the same thing that you're watching with this Red Wings team. If you turn it on in the first, you're like... I don't ever want to question effort or their want to. It feels like they're out of rhythm, and it gives the impression that they're just not excited to be there. And so if I get that impression, why am I excited to turn the TV on and stay there to watch that?
And then you throw in the fact that, yeah, I mean, if you make the journey out there, you can't change the channel in the first period when they're down 2-0 5 minutes in. You don't have that luxury. And I'm not someone who likes leaving games early. Like when I was a kid, I used to think that was stupid. But then I've realized, like, you've paid the money either way. If it's a bad experience, don't make it.
How many have you stayed all the way to the end for?
This year?
Yeah.
0. I've been to 3 games, and they've been down 3-plus goals in the third period in all of them. I'm like, you know what? I got to get up early. This team's not playing well. They're not worth my time. The money's already spent. It's a sunk cost. And I know I'm not the only one because people are booing this hockey team. It's a good hockey city, and people deserve a better product 6 years into Steve Yzerman.
Yeah, they booed last night at the end of the power play, at the end of the first, yep. when the puck got out of the zone. But then they didn't continue the boos at the end of the first. I was a little surprised by that. You're not overreacting here. The talking points are Lalonde, right? That's the first thing people are going to. And I think justifiably so. If they continue to play the way they have this season, I think it could happen within a couple weeks. If it doesn't, I think you've got to question why. Because they look like the team that was out there last year, the last 2 months. And the other talking point is always people go to Petrie. Okay, we know he's not very good. But this team has a problem across the board. They're just, they look terrible this year. The effort looks poor. The amount of wasted time in between the blue lines. They don't get rushes. They don't pepper the net. They had a really nice chance early in the game last night with Kopp. He missed the net.
Oh, yeah.
And but it's one and done. And they really look like a broken hockey club with inexperienced defense. And they don't have stars. They've got three guys on big contracts, Larkin and Raymond and Sider. Mm-hmm. And they're B-plus performing right now. And now they're up against the cap. It's kind of like, where's this going?
248-539-9797. I can see we've struck a nerve, struck a chord. We got people on hold. I want to get to these phone calls. But just a little more of my misery, John.
Yeah.
Last night, there were 8 goals scored in the hockey game, okay? And I love the seats we got, right? Yes. You know how many of the 8 goals were scored on the side I could get a clear view of and watch? Zero of the goals.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Stu.
Zeros. And I get it. No one, but we ambulance. But I just mean, like, the experience for fans right now, this is terrible. Let's get to the phones. Joe and Livonia, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So I am a current season ticket holder as well, and I have pretty good seats, and I'm a pretty much diehard hockey fan. And I got to tell you, I left early too last night, Cookies. After that goal got scored with 10 seconds in the third, I said to myself, if another goal gets scored, I'm leaving. I'm beating the rush. I'm going back to Livonia. I got to get up early just like you guys. Jeff Petrie needs to go. He has no heart whatsoever. I think he was a -3 last night. I love Patrick Kane to death. He's a Hockey Hall of Famer, soon to be. I don't see any effort from him. He doesn't play blue line to blue line. He gives up on plays. And our goalie situation is probably one of the worst goalie situations in the league. We got to do something. And I honestly think that it's going to have to start with the coach. I like Newsy. He's a great guy. I've met him in person 4 or 5 times. But I don't feel like the guys are playing for Newsy. I think they're just going out there. They show up on game night with their Tim Hortons. They go out there, they play, and they go home.
I have the same read
you do. I don't
feel
like there's any heart anymore.
With Newsy, the person. You know, we've had him on the show. I've talked to him at Lions practice off air. Yuck it up. He's a good dude, but you're right. If they're not playing for him, if it's stale, if it's flat, if they're floating out there, the problem I have is that doesn't fix the goalie situation. Like, Yzerman had to know what he was working with. He's got a couple backup goalies that he's just hoping get hot, and Lyon was rough last night. Like you said, after that fourth goal, I was waiting for a fifth goal. I wasn't going to wait for a sixth goal. I mean, it was brutal.
And I've been waiting for 3 years for Ville Husso to do something, and he's in the AHL because he's almost as bad as Mrazek. His head's not there. So I don't get it. And now we got another goalie that's in the player assistance program. I wish him the best of luck with what he's dealing with, but our goalie situation is the worst goalie situation in the NHL out of 32 teams.
And I think they're waiting for Kosa and they're waiting for Augustine. They got a couple elite prospects in the pipeline.
Already.
Well, I don't want to stunt their development, but in the meantime, you got to do it better than what they've done. You can't band-aid it to this degree and expect to have a consistent hockey team night to night when you don't have consistent goaltending night to night.
It feels a lot like the Blashill situation where, yeah, okay, you got a good dude and he just here for too long. And I know this is what year 3 for Derek Lalonde, but are we approaching just here too long? Good dude.
Because they played hockey like this so much for last year into this year. Now the same, just laissez-faire wasted minutes. You know, it's like, where'd the period go sometimes?
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying, watching this, that the first move is the coach. And other hockey teams do this in this league. My fear is, and it's actually not a fear. I actually feel this way. I don't think that's going to be the fix. It might have light a fire for a few games. I question the leadership and the mentality of the hockey players. And this city always blames coaches and GMs and everybody else before its players. The city loves its players.
Yeah.
I really question if there needs to be a shakeup of somewhat high magnitude in that locker room.
248-539-9797. Slow down. If his name wasn't Steve Yzerman, I do think it would be a hotter seat. He is Steve Yzerman. There is a track record there. But I am not happy with this product on the ice. And judging by the reaction we're seeing on the ticket text and the phones, I think this is sticking out to people. It's October. It's early. But I think this is particularly infuriating to hockey fans. We'll talk to you guys next. 97.1.